gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin at dapat lang bigyan siyang panahon, araw ng Linggo ngayon. Magpunta tayo sa sambahan. Pakinggan natin ang mga salita ng Diyos na ibigay sa kaniyang mga lingkod. Sa mga... Amen. So, even I did not speak, but there are already voice because I have a standby message just in case that I can't able to come here. So there is still message. Amen. So, Brother Zach and Brother Angus, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah.
So mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang inyong mga lingkod, Brother Zach, Brother Angus, and this, at yung kapatid sa Himpapawid, sa Panampalataya, Kapatid Lin, mangangaral. So, once again, the same, Brother Angus, so before we proceed, so please, I ask you for our opening prayer.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for where two or three gathered that you said you would be here. Bless our program, our wonderful listeners, and thank you for Brother Lin,
Amen.
Golden Guide.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Golden Guide. So mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunan. Ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Gia.
Bulawanong Gia.
mga kaibigan, they know already that I am going to play a birthday song. So those who are celebrating or who will be celebrating or they have already celebrated, so happy birthday to all of you. So I play a song, Happy Birthday Mahal by Ma'am Gloria Belen. Hi. Mga kaibigan, pakinggan natin. Happy Birthday Mahal. Aking mahal na lang. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
Aking mahal, marami pa sana kaarawan, at sa araw ng iyong pagsilang, ang nasa isip ko'y wala kundi ikaw. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa iyong iaanay, pangarap mo sana ay matamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad kundi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift, a birthday kiss. Sana ay matamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami narito, walang ibang hinahangad kundi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yo may aalay. May ang dalangin ko na sana'y mabigyan ka ng ligayang tulad sa'yo ay walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana'y makamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kaming naririto, walang ibang mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad kundi marami pang birthday.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang awit para sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Dong Nor Bonganciso, belated happy birthday at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Itugtog na naman natin ang ating gospel song. At the cross, it's good fit to your message because spiritual loss is free will than the human loss or something like that. So at the cross by Celine Dion, pakinggan muna natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
In me. Wonderful.
Okay, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, natugtog natin ang our very own singer, Celine Joyce. Celine Joyce. Mm. And thank you so much, and Brother Zach, so the time is yours, so you can start.
Well, bless you, everybody. This morning, I want to talk about the whole business of living our lives. You know, by what do we follow? You know, how do we live them? And it seems that we love to make rules for our lives that actually negate, they somehow delete leaning on the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And the challenge of it is that living in the Spirit, we're living from another realm, you know, from a place in the Spirit. And that's not so easy. Mm. And other people think sometimes that we're a bit crazy when we do that. And we make choices that don't always make sense. For example, about 4 years ago, God asked me to sell my house. And my house is in Auckland. And in this environment, you know, if you sell your house and don't buy another one, you don't get to have another house in Auckland. So that's a little bit crazy.
Yes.
But when God tells you to do it, that's all right. Because Amen. He's got plans. And His plans are actually amazing.
Thank you.
And that's the wonder of what God does. Now, first of all, in relation to making rules, I want to go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. And what does it say? This is, I think, in a New American Standard. Okay. O foolish Galatians. This is chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians. Yeah. Do you want to get called foolish? Well, make rules. Who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if you had seen a picture. I'll read verse 2. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here comes it in Tagalog.
Galatians.
Chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2.
3, 1, and 2. Thank you very much. You respect our language, Tagalog.
Aye.
Even I am your place, but thanks be to God.
Aye.
I read this in Tagalog. O mga mangmang na taga-Galacia, sino ang mga nagsigayuma sa inyo na sa harapan ng inyong mga matay, si Jesu Kristo na napako sa cross ay maliwanag na inihayag. Ito lamang ang ibig kong malaman sa inyo. Tinanggap ba ganinyo ang Espiritu sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa ayon sa kautusan o sa pamamagitan sa pakikinig sa tungkol ng pananampalataya? Yes.
Amen.
We receive not by law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the question comes, he asks the question in verse 3, how foolish can you be?
Oh.
And you're sort of saying, but we're not foolish, we're making rules, we're making order. We're controlling things. We're in charge. Mm. But he says, after starting your lives in the Spirit, in the Spirit. Yeah, it's Spirit, you know, not quite so clear, is it? But it's leaning on God.
Amen.
Literally leaning on God. And, you know, and he carries on to say, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?
Yes.
Can we read verse 3 in Tagalog?
3, yeah. Nakapamangmang na baga kayo, kayong nagsimula sa Espiritu, ngayon nagpakasakdal kayo sa laman. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to move to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And there, we have the same issue, but in slightly different flavor. And I want to read the first, in verse 2 and 3, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And again, God is through the Apostle Paul. Mm. He wrote both these passages. And he's wanting to tell you something beautiful about what he does and what Jesus does. And he wants us to do too. And so in verse 2, he's already challenged us. You know, what are you doing, guys? Mm. In verse 1, he's saying, what are you up to? And then he's clarifying now and saying what God wants. And it says in verse 2, you are our letter. You are written in our hearts, known and read by all men. So you're like a message. But you've got to be in the Spirit to pass on that message. Being manifested, verse 3, that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone. Tablets of stone? Not the Ten Commandments. Mm. No, but on tablets of the human hearts.
Amen.
So God, when he brought Jesus to come to our lives, when he became human, and he became a servant, and the Scripture says a servant even to death. And why did he do that? Because he loved us more than anything, and he says. It says he did it before the world began. He knew what he had to do.
Wow.
And what an amazing thing. So here we are, not on tablets of stone, like obeying the law, but this new covenant. What did it say? It says love God with everything you've got and love your neighbor. Your neighbor.
Yes.
As much
great.
As yourself.
Thank you so much. Hey, I am your neighbor.
As much as yourself. And that's hard. But with the Spirit, it is very doable. Yeah. Why? Because he helps me. So here we are. Such confidence we have, verse 4, through Christ toward God.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 5, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God.
Yes.
Okay. Can we have a look at 2 Corinthians? Chapter 3 and verse 5 in Tagalog.
So I read in Tagalog.
Yes.
Hindi sa kami ay sapat na sa aming sarili upang isipin ang anuman ang mula sa ganang aming sarili, kundi ang aming kasapatan ay mula sa Diyos. Yes,
yeah.
From God.
Yeah, so it's a leaning on Him again.
Amen.
Simple as that. I can't do it by myself. And that's true of everything. You know how the Scripture says, he has prepared you for the day of battle. And think, great, I'm ready. And then he said, but the battle belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
What about putting on the armor of God? Mm. And then when you have done everything to stand. Mm. But Lord, I'm ready to fight. No, stand. And you watch me do it, he says. You watch me do it.
Yes.
And that's what God's about. He is amazing. And he will fight my battles for me.
Yes.
And I get up and ready to punch, you know, one of the passages. For our wrestling match is not against persons with bodies, but against spiritual forces in the heavenly places.
Oh, man.
We can't punch them. We've got to pray them. We've got to trust God. We've got to walk in the Spirit and get the results.
Hallelujah.
How do you do that? It's in so many ways. Ephesians, is it 4 verse 7? Submit to God. Submit to God. Wow. Resist the devil.
Amen.
And he will flee from you.
Hallelujah.
That's too easy, yep. Isn't it? It's just too easy.
Mm.
But do we do it? Well, no, we'd rather make some rules.
No, we don't.
Hey, and there's our challenge. Okay, now here's verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And this is, but our adequacy is from God, came before, who has made us adequate,
yes,
as servants of a new covenant, not the letter, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
Amen.
Six. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
Nasa amin naman ay nagpapaging sapat na na mga ministro ng bagong tipan, hindi ng titik kundi sa ng Espiritu, sapagkat ang titik ay pumapatay datapwat ang Espiritu ay nagbibigay ng buhay.
Amen. Amen. The Spirit gives life.
Yes, gives life. Yeah.
Do I want the rules to kill, or do I want the Spirit that gives me life? It's a challenge, isn't it?
So the letters on the scriptures kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Yeah. So it's not just words; it's Spirit.
Amen.
And the words, they're sort of locked in stone. What am I going to do? Am I going to lean on Him? Or am I going to trust just the words?
Amen.
Aye. And here's the challenge again. So, what's the next verse? Verse 7. But if the ministry of death and letters engraved on stones came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was. Isn't that interesting? The glory of the law is fading. And here Paul was saying, the law is great, but it's fading. It isn't achieving the result. Why? Because if I fail in one point of the law, if I tell a lie, I'm going to hell.
That's so what tell says. The truth, nothing but the truth.
Yeah, nothing but the truth. The truth sets me free.
Amen.
And you know, if I tell the story and I don't tell the bit where I'm embarrassed, then I'm not telling the truth, eh? And I need to find a way to just do the right thing, to say the right thing. How do I do that? By leaning on the Spirit. That's the only way I can do it. In myself, I tend to fail. But in Him, I win. In my own wisdom, I fail. But in His wisdom, I'm successful.
Amen.
Okay. So, if we go down a bit, so in verse 15, but to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. So the law veils me. The law holds me back. But the other side of it, the new covenant, where I love God with everything I've got, and I love my neighbor as myself. Jesus says, this summarizes the law. If I can do that, I fulfill every part of the law.
Amen.
You know, in the law, there's various parts, you know, to have no other gods, to honor a day of rest, a Sabbath.
Amen.
And the last one, the 10th statement, it's the one that all the others, that they are things that you do, you know, like do not kill, you know, I mean, that you don't do.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
So the last one is about your thinking. Do not covet. You know, do not covet your neighbor's house or his spouse or his mouse or his donkey or his elephant.
Anything.
Or his flash car.
Amen.
Or his guitar, whatever.
Yeah.
So do not covet. Do not look upon it as if you would like to pinch it, flog it. Okay?
Yeah.
So here we are. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, verse 16, the veil is taken away. Do you hear? There's a veil when we're under rules.
Yes.
But when the veil is taken away, we get a freedom. Okay? The verse 17, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Okay?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 2, verse 17.
17. Ngayon ang Panginoon ay siyang Espiritu, at kung saan naroroon ang Espiritu ng Panginoon, doon ay may kalayaan. There is liberty in Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
There is liberty. And that's what we're looking for, isn't it?
Yes.
So when I lean on the law, I'm not only veiled, I'm struggling. And you know, I tend to make lots of rules about what I do and don't do.
Yes.
And that's our nature, to lean on the law. But God's nature,
hallelujah,
is to lean on the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to be like Him.
Yes.
And so I have to work at that. I have to trust Him. And sometimes it feels a bit crazy. But it's God's way. It's God's system.
Yes.
It's His way of liberty. And so here's verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, not like Moses had to cover his face, beholding as in a mirror. So we look in this mirror, the glory of the Lord. So looking in the mirror, seeing the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed. We're being changed.
Yes.
Into the same image, from glory to glory. So glory to glory, that's a stepping stone. Mm. So we're getting better in God as we look into this mirror. This, what do? We look into the face of Jesus. We look into His
listening.